for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief. This is Valley Focus. Joining me today, I have Holly McGrady, who is the purchasing agent for the City of Oshkosh. Hello, Holly. A couple months ago, the city sent out a press release that said that Oshkosh was trying to encourage more local businesses to respond to the RFPs, or the requests for proposals.
Requests for bids, requests for quotes.
Right. Yep. So tell me a little bit about that initiative.
Okay, so I brought a sample of what we send out to our vendors. And what you do is you register on DemandStar to receive any notifications that we have bids or quotations or requests for proposals out there for them to review. And if they want to bid on it, they can. And we are with Wisconsin Association of Public Procurement. And that's a statewide association which encompasses schools, counties, state, municipalities. And if they register on there under the WAPP, and it's all instructed here on the registration, it's free for them. They just have to pick us as the municipality that they want to receive bids from.
So if you only wanted to receive bids from Oshkosh, you go in, you register, you set everything up, and you select Oshkosh. And that's free just for one.
That's free for just one. If you wanted multiples, then you would have to pay. And DemandStar is, like a lot of sites are, for any type of vendor, contractor, whatever. If you want to receive bids that they house, there is a fee. But our WAPP was able to work out a nice agreement with DemandStar, and it continues on with UNA now.
That's good. So I have a business here in Oshkosh selling, let's say, widgets. Mm-hmm. And you guys have said, oh, you know what? We need to buy some widgets. So would this be the opportunity for this person to put in their bid to sell you a bunch of widgets right there on that site?
Yes, if we have a request for quote out there, absolutely, yes. Fill out the document, whether it be a quote or a bid. They're both done a little bit differently. And send it in. And then what we do is we review all of them. And the most, usually it's low bid, right? But we also look at the qualifications and if the item is what we were looking for. Sometimes there's deviations that people will send in a bid, and if it just doesn't meet the criteria, because our bids are based by minimum bid, then that low bid wouldn't work. So then we go to the next low.
So what are the types of things that people will find when they go and they you know, as a business, sign up for DemandStar?
Sure. We have a variety of things. So we'll have requests for proposals for playground equipment. We will do bids for HVAC replacement and repair, roofing replacement and repair. Sometimes it's just an item that we need. It could be accessories for trucks that we're putting together that are part of our fleet.
So this would be a thing for not only merchandisers, but service providers. So plumbers, electricians,
yes.
People who work on roofs, like you said.
And when I started many years ago, we were mailing out bids. So you would, you know, you'd have to get a hold of the vendor. Where should I mail it to? And then you hope that they would get it on time and get it to us on time, because we have deadlines for all the quotes and bids and RFPs. And then when we found, we had a different provider many years ago, they were kind of going out of that business of having the bids posted. And we were at a WAPP conference, and DemandStar showed up, and they were, you know, telling us all about them. And I was like, this is perfect for us. And the great thing about DemandStar is, I'm sure just like, is it not only reaches the state of Wisconsin, but there are other contractors, no matter what they sell or provide of service, that will also register on DemandStar. And so you might get that one new vendor in there that you never heard of before, and they're perfect for the job. That the bid was, you know, their bid was low, and it works out great for the city.
Does this make it easier for you to get the bids? And does it also make it easier for the vendors to place their bids?
Yes, I believe it makes it easier for everybody. And it's a great opportunity for both the city and the vendors. So we get our bids together. I load it up as a PDF. I pick the commodities that it belongs to. So they have commodities in there. And it could hit 600 people. It could hit 400 people. And certain bids we have to publicize in the paper if they're public construction. So then they also see it too in the paper. And then other papers will see it and put it in their paper. So it gets out there in a good way for everybody.
When I got the press release, at the top it said, Oshkosh wants to buy local. So when you get your bids in, does local play a part in who you just... No, it's the lowest bid.
It's the lowest bid. And I think the reason why we did that is we do buy local already. Like every day we're at Menards, we're at Fleet Farms, Kits and File, Nofke Lumber. You know, we are purchasing the smaller things that you don't need to go out for bid for or a quote. You're daily to keep the services going. But we wanted to make sure that the Gartmans of the world, which we do business with, or maybe a new company is in town, a new electric, you know, company or something like that, that can, or plumber or whatever the case may be, maybe they don't know. They don't know anything about municipality purchasing. And we wanted to put that out there to let them know we are looking for vendors. You know, when we put our bids out, we want to receive bid. And it's a great satisfaction when we do get like 8 bids or whatever the case may be. So we know we are reaching people.
That's Holly McGrady, the purchasing agent for the City of Oshkosh. To register your business as a vendor, go to demandstar.com/registration. And when you go through the process, choose the City of Oshkosh as your free agency. For WISS News and Valley Focus, I'm Lisa Hale.